Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Philippians chapter 1, verse number 6, the Bible says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Today, I want to give you a recipe for being confident. God tells us, being confident of this very thing. Many Christians live in uncertainty. Our world lives in nearly total uncertainty. Oh, they're worried about global warming. They're worried about solar energy. They're worried about no more oil or gas. They're worried about the next virus. They're worried about world events. They're worried about the election. They're worried about everything, and there's very little confidence. God does not want us living in uncertainty. He wants us to live confidently. Confidence is not some foolish boldness, but it's facing the unknown without being afraid. Most people run away from the unknown because they don't know what to do. Look how many people start college and quit. Look how many go home in fear. Again, confidence is not some foolish boldness. Confidence does not need boldness. Confidence is an internal quality, not an external quality. We don't have to live with fear controlling us. Oh, I didn't say we weren't going to be able to live without fear, but we can live without fear controlling us. God wants us to live with confidence, and he gives us a recipe here in Philippians chapter 1 on how to have confidence. Number one, there must be a principle or a truth greater than the circumstance. God calls this living by faith, not by sight. Man wants to see the end result before he moves to action. Faith requires moving without seeing the end. I've taken many long trips. I've not always known the destination, never had been there before, but I've traveled the roads enough to trust the road to get me there. That's exactly how you move with confidence. Confidence means convinced internally, assured, persuading yourself, giving authority to. And a principle is the road that we know will eventually take us where we need to go. We may not have been there before, but we know the road will get us there. God is bigger than any circumstance. Psalm 118, verses 8 through 9. God is bigger than life, Proverbs 3:26. The opposition or persecution was not wanted, but it doesn't change the truth. Ephesians 3, 8 through 13. I hate the statement, "Well, I'll do this as long as everything goes well, God's in it." No, sometimes when it's not going well, God's in it. Have you ever read the book of Job? It didn't go real well for Job for almost the entire book of Job. And yet, God was the one that allowed the devil to do all this to Job because he knew Job would come forth as right. Well, as long as God keeps opening doors, well, did you know the devil can kick them shut? Just because it's shut doesn't mean anything. Matter of fact, I usually find that the will of God swings on the hinge of opposition. We're to act on truth and principle, not look at the circumstances going on around us. Confidence is not seeing the end, but trusting principles and truth to take you to the end. Secondly, begin a good work in you. Sin is not a good work. But the Bible and the Holy Spirit are good works. This means we must begin to learn the Bible and its principles. But not just learn, we need to obey and to live it. You know, I find the more that I obey the Bible, the more confident I am. We need to begin to obey what we do know and not worry about what we don't know. And as we start obeying more what we do know, God will teach us more of what we don't know. Psalm 27:3-5. There is a confidence in doing what you don't know. Galatians 5:17-23 talks about the flesh versus the spirit and the works of the flesh and the works of the spirit. We have to do the works of the spirit for the flesh to be subdued. Number three, perform the works no matter the circumstances. The key to this ingredient is the word perform. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. The word perform means fulfill, execute, to accomplish, to make oneself do it. It's an action. God wants our obedience if everything's going right, but God wants our action if everything's not going right. I've been in some bad situations before. And can I tell you something? You keep doing right whether you're in a good situation or a bad situation. 2 Corinthians 8:11, the situation does not determine what you do. The doing of right determines what you do. And lastly, number four, keep performing good works until Jesus comes. Hebrews 3:6, Hebrews 3:14. God says, until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. That means this. Jesus is coming back. There's something called the rapture that will take place. And if current events are an indicator, I believe we're closer, I know we are, than we've ever been. But it may or may not come in my lifetime. It may be that until the day of Jesus Christ means till the day I die. We're not to let bad times stop us. Job, Noah, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They did not allow their circumstances to stop them from obeying right. God does not say that the results or the lack of results should stop us. He said, begin a good work and do it until Jesus comes. Let me say something right here. Too many people want to manufacture Christianity. That's the problem. The word is manufacture. God doesn't want us manufacturing Christianity. He wants us doing a good work and performing it until the day we die or until the day we go to heaven. We're supposed to be God-ufacturing, doing it his way, not our way, not the way we see it, but his way. So, for us to have confidence, we have to have a principle or a truth greater than our circumstance. That's the word of God. Then we have to begin doing a good work. Not sinful works, good works. Then, like men of old in Scripture, we must perform the work no matter the circumstance. And lastly, we're supposed to do it until Jesus comes. Can I tell you something? It seems like the more and more and more I follow this recipe, the more and more confident I get, the worse it gets in our world. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.